Country Club FM. The Bob Almanac went swimmingly yesterday with Terry contributing. And that was good. Although she froze up your computer, though.
Yeah.
Shortly thereafter. I don't know what she was doing with it to freeze it up. But
she was on some websites that I've never seen.
You know, she might have superpowers. She might have super cold breath, like Superman. So maybe it was a situation where it just froze up like that.
Yep.
We've got one of these to do today. Bob Almanac. Rewind. So yesterday was the anniversary. I can't remember what year it was. That the Red Baron appeared in the Peanuts comic strip with Snoopy. Snoopy versus the Red Baron.
Yep.
Charles Schulz realized that Snoopy needed an archenemy, so they brought in the Red Baron. Snoopy could fly his doghouse. You put a couple of submachine guns up there, or machine guns, whatever they put on those planes, and away they go.
All right.
So, you know, I played the song, of course, from the Royal Guardsman, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 or more. And then our friend of the program, the golfing farmer, was listening. He goes, do you remember that take off of that song that we used to sing in school? That was kind of a thing. It was kind of a Jingle Bells, Batman Smells. And I knew it exactly. He couldn't finish it, but he was so impressed that I could finish it. 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 or more. Tom let a bomb in the grocery store. 80 men died trying to hold their breath, but Tom let another one and killed the rest. Are you familiar with that? Do you remember that? Yeah, it was always Tom. And we had a kid. We had a kid in school named Tom, and he was especially gassy. He was. He fit the mold. He fit the mold. And the stereotype. So. Thank you, Golfing Farmer, for bringing that back that memory.
That is a gem.
Yes, flatulence, funny.
When you're in grade school, you know, flatulence.
There's nothing more funny than
that. Anything funnier?
No,
you know, it's the best.
Is it still that way?
I hope so. That is something that should not change.
Or is it gone darker?
No, I have an 8-year-old grandson, and they still get a kick out of it. Yeah.
Are they pulling Grandpa's finger? Do you do
that? Well, yeah.
You do?
I'm not saying.
I think they. No, please don't.
I don't.
I'm never doing that ever in the history. Yeah. 1878, outlaw Wild Bill Longley Neal. Well, are you familiar with Wild Bill? If your name was Bill in the Old West, you were
wild.
Naturally wild. Wild Bill Longley. He was hanged on this date. He killed at least a dozen men.
That didn't work out.
Is he one of the Wild West guys you're familiar with?
I've heard of.
Yeah?
Yeah, for sure. For sure, I've heard of him.
Not as popular in media and pop culture as all the other Wild Bills and other outlaws and characters.
It's Wild Bill Hickok first, then Wild Bill Longley.
We were digging pretty deep there. But how about this date, 1963, on the Twilight Zone?
Here, quickly! There's a man out there.
Mm-hmm. What?
Look, he's crawling on...
He's not there anymore, Bill Shatner. Bill Shatner on the Twilight Zone. I think it was season 3. It was called Nightmare at 20,000 Feet. William Shatner on TV. Nice. Early William Shatner.
Yes.
He was several years away from being Captain Kirk.
Yes.
He appeared out on Dr. Kildare. Maybe even earlier.
He was a bad guy on The Virginian.
In The Virginian.
I saw on an episode the other day.
And all you needed to do is just ramp it up to warp 5, and that would have knocked the guy off the plane.
Well,
there's a guy out on the wing. That was the whole story. And then he goes crazy, and he straps himself in. He grabs a gun. He opens up the door. He was going to shoot the guy off the wing as the plane was flying. The plane safely landed, and he was taken away in a straitjacket. And then they find there was damage to the engine done by this gremlin that was out on the out on the plane. Another classic,
chilling
Twilight
episode.
Zone. And in fact, two of my favorite ones are ones in the air in an airplane. That one with Bill Shatner, and then there's the one where like they travel in time. You remember that one where they're up in the air and they're flying, and then all of a sudden they come down and New York is like from the 20s or something.
Yeah, that was a good episode.
That's one of my favorites as well from the Twilight Zone. This date in 1968.
5, 4, 3, 2. We have ignition. Commit liftoff. We have liftoff.
We had liftoff.
Slowly.
Apollo 7 launched on this date. It was the first manned Apollo mission.
Okay.
That actually blasted off. It had live TV broadcast.
Right.
Wally Schirra, Don Fulton Isley, and R. Walter Cunningham were the astronauts aboard, setting the stage, of course, for Apollo 11 just a year later.
Right at the end of the decade.
It was the decade. Thanks for remembering that. JFK would be honored that we remember his pronunciation of decade. Was that a New England thing, or was that like a Martha's Vineyard thing?
Probably more localized, like, yes, Martha's Vineyard.
Yeah. That was back in 68. 68 also this day, the Twins hired a new manager, Neil, and who was it in 68?
Well, would it have been
for the
Billy
69
Martin?
Season? Yes, it was.
Yeah.
Billy Martin, ready to punch out some marshmallow salesmen. And
Dave Boswell.
Dave Boswell, his own pitcher. He only lasted 1 year.
Yeah, but we did win the American,
the new
American League West. That was the first year of East and West divisions in the American
League. Yes, in 69.
League. And then we lose in three straight to Baltimore in the postseason.
Same thing the next year, but under another Billy.
Bill Rigney.
Bill Rigney, yes. So 1968. And he had been a coach for the Twins.
Yes.
Up to that point. Yes. And he was, you know, when he was here, he was also like a rep for Grain Belt Beer.
Was he?
Yes.
Wow.
Billy Martin sold Grain Belt beer.
And imbibed.
Yes.
I think.
I don't know if that was a great match there. I mean, he knew a lot about it.
Right.
So there's that. Let's move up to 1975 on this day.
Live from New York, it's Saturday Night.
First Saturday Night Live aired on this date.
Kind of changed television a little bit.
NBC Saturday Night.
Yeah. And it was only Saturday night. You know why they couldn't call it Saturday Night Live? I know I've covered this past years. There was already a Saturday Night Live on ABC. Howard Cosell was hosting a show that preceded Saturday Night Live that we know it. That was known as Saturday Night Live. So they couldn't call it Saturday Night Live. They had to call it Saturday Night.
Yes.
So you had George Carlin as the guest host. Janice Ian performed
at 17. Very nice.
And Billy Preston was there.
Oh.
As well as the Not Ready for Primetime Players.
Yes. Just awesome.
75. An institution that is still going on today.
Yep.
Pac-Man released in North America. The Pac-Man stand-up video games appeared in arcades. How would John F. Kennedy say arcade?
Arcades.
Which is kind of how you say it anyway.
Yeah.
But so there you go. Do you remember the ghosts?
Sure.
They were Blinky, Pinky, Inky, and my favorite, Clyde.
Right. What year was that?
1980. Pac-Man from Namco. That was a Japanese country.
And then we remember Asteroids came out about
that. Oh, I loved Asteroids.
Too.
Here's Asteroids.
I preferred that. Yeah.
That's nice. Me shooting, playing Asteroids on the button.
To blow up the craters. And it was. I loved that game.
Yeah, it was. It's very simple, but it was fun. Let's remember this guy today.
Ah, you went and did it. I might need that money tonight. I've never had pains like this before. Oh, this is the worst one I ever had, son. Oh, it's the worst one. This is a big one. I'm dying. You hear that, Elizabeth? I'm coming to join you, honey.
Oh. Did he ever think of going in and getting a stent or getting an angioplasty, something?
The cusp of the big one constantly.
Maybe just an echocardiogram just to make sure if there actually is a big one coming. But Red Fox actually passed away of a big one.
Yeah,
complications from a heart attack.
He couldn't have probably gone any other way.
Talking to Elizabeth shortly thereafter. That was a state in 1981. Also in 81.
Yeah,
1991. Yeah. I need to go back to 81 here. Okay. That's what I'm around.
Okay.
So that's Prince on stage.
Oh.
It's at the L.A. Coliseum. He was an unknown musician at that time. Prince Rogers Nelson's open for the Rolling Stones. Prince Rogers Nelson, Rolling Stones. You can barely hear him here because obviously it's somebody with a tape recorder in the 30th row.
That's a 23-year-old Prince.
And he got booed off the stage.
Yeah. Didn't work.
It did not work well.
Not ready for him yet.
It all turned out fine later.
It did.
But they just weren't ready for him. Just like Marty McFly when he plays
Your kids are gonna
Johnny
love
B.
It.
Good. He might not be ready for that yet. So Prince was really ahead of his time. And it proved right there. How about this date in 2002?
President Carter's global mission for human rights led him to win the prestigious Nobel Peace Prize in 2002.
The most serious and universal problem is a growing chasm between the richest and poorest people on Earth.
Jimmy Carter was given the Nobel Peace Prize on this date in 2002, which again begs the question, because we talked about President Obama getting it, and he had barely even been in office. What had he done?
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy Carter, in the late 70s, the Camp David Accords, Egypt, Israel, the whole thing, trying to work with the PLO and Yasser Arafat. And it took him until 2002 to get a peace prize. And Obama's getting one 11 months into office.
Right.
What's going on there?
It seems weird.
It seemed weird. There must not have been any other good candidates that year.
Yeah.
Must have just not have been a lot of good candidates. But congratulations, Jimmy Carter, who's still with us. He's in hospice still.
Yes.
But he is still with us.
We're looking at live pictures, Joanne, from Chopper 2.
Well, I'm looking right up at it. I'm outside, but I'm just like a building away from it.
I wonder if there are any people there with you. What do you see on the ground,
Plane
Joanne?
Crash. That's breaking news this date in 2006 when Yankees pitcher Corey Lytle and his flight instructor killed. The plane they were piloting went into a New York apartment building.
Yeah, remember everybody thought maybe it was a terrorist thing, just a horrific accident.
Yeah, it was.
And
2006. And it was
killed.
In New York, though. It was natural from the thing.
Correct.
Down, of course.
But, fine pitcher with the Yankees killed.
Pilot error.
Yeah.
And let's remember Angela Lansbury today.
Mr. Mason, I'm so glad you're feeling better.
They don't call me Tank for nothing.
You sure you're feeling all right? You've got a strange expression on your face.
Well, it's just that, I didn't expect to see you here in the shower room. Now.
Yes.
What a creeper that Jessica is.
Come on.
On murder.
It's nothing sacred.
She wrote. And you know who that was in the shower with Angela Lansbury? That was Dick Butkus. We just lost him, and that was his cameo on Murder, She Wrote.
She Wrote.
And he's coming out in a towel, or he was just putting the towel on, and there is Jessica.
Wow.
Who, of course, is getting down. I'm sure she was getting down to the nitty-gritty on some kind of a murder there.
Right.
She passed away at the age of 96 a year ago today.
Yeah, she was a good one.
Birthdays.
When my friends gather round,
one of the great voices.
Farewell party.
And one of the great perms.
Oh, for sure.
Or is that naturally curly hair?
Pretend.
He and ETC.
Right.
You love me.
What a great song. There's Larry Gatlin sitting in front of him.
There will be fire.
He was a regular in that round table thing where everybody would get in the round, like it was the Nashville family reunion or whatever they called it. And he was always there with all those other great artists just singing along. And Gene Watson is 80 today.
I think very well respected by his peers.
I think so.
Yeah.
And a lot of them knew with the songs of the words of his songs. So that was kind of a big deal.
Right.
Happy birthday to Gene Watson. Another pretty good singer in his own right. That's what I was saying yesterday, the Twins game. I can't go for that.
No.
That play at first base, I can't go for that. You got to make that play.
You got to make that play. You don't make that play, you're not going to win this game.
No. Daryl Hall is 77, back to country now.
Burn up so far with his cigarette, but he's someone else's.
Minnesota's own. Was
I
it
love.
Moose Lake or
I
Cold
believe
K
so, yeah.
or somewhere up there, Carlton County.
Yeah.
Paulette Carlson. Maybe it's Willow River. That'd be Pine County. Paulette Carlson.
But he's someone else's trouble now.
I got to induct her into the Minnesota Rock and Country Music Hall of Fame.
Had to be an honor.
It was an honor.
She
could not have been a nicer lady. Just a joy to work with.
She's 70 today.
And she's back in Nashville.
Good, that's nice.
In trouble. He's going to be sacked. No, gets away. He runs, gets away again, goes to the 40, gets away again, to the 35.
Carl Lee with a missed tackle.
Back at the 30,
here comes Joey
20,
Browner.
There's
Chris Martin. Jesse Solomon can't get him. To the 5. Joey Browner.
Was that Steve Young?
Reggie Rutland, no. Steve Young, yes.
Oh, my gosh.
That was
1988. One of the most painful runs.
Vikings had a good team. They just couldn't get over the 49ers.
No.
In the playoffs and regular season, he ran just an ugly scramble for 49.
How
I think you
get...
or I could have caught him.
Oh, for sure. That was terrible.
Steve Young today is 62. We also have a wrestler.
424 pounds from the second row. Oh, chest of the Brahma Bull. Right into the chest of the Rock.
Got
the Rock. Rikishi has this one won, but.
Rikishi gave him the stink face. That was his finishing move, Neil. You remember that?
Yes.
Stink face puts him in the corner, and then here he comes.
Sits on his.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't pretty to watch.
No, it wasn't.
They must have got extra pay.
I think it's one of the more interesting and gross finishing holds of all time.
One of the worst.
Rikishi was a big man, but he's very nimble and could really get things done. He's 58 today.
Hmm. What's too old?
That's a very good question. How old are you?
I'm 29.
What year were you born?
1977.
When did you graduate high school?
94.
When did you turn 40?
2017.
Junior high crush?
Kirk Cameron.
Prom theme?
Motown Philly, Boys to Men.
What movie did you lose your virginity in?
Arachnophobia.
Theater or drive-in?
What's a drive-in?
Oh, boy.
Of course.
Alec Baldwin.
That's good.
He was very good in 30 Rock, and she was Jenna in 30 Rock. That movie, and you know, regardless of what happened to him on the movie set of Rust and all that, with the gun and everything, and the staffer dying, Alec Baldwin made that show so funny. 30 Rock, along with Tina Fey, and she was Jane Krakowski.
Oh yeah,
she was Jenna, the bald lady, the blonde lady.
Not bald.
Maybe she was bald. That could have been a wig. Jane Krakowski's 55. Our rapper of the day is MC Light.
Mm.
MC Light is
53. I don't suppose that's L-I-G-H-T.
It's L-Y-T-E.
Sure.
MC Light. Less calories.
Mm-hmm.
Great taste, less filling.
Right.
MC Light. His wraps are less filling and lower calorie than any other wraps on the market. So think about that. 53. And then the new girl.
You know what? I'm going to use the remaining 90 to get out of here and start a new life. It's been nice knowing you.
Hey.
Hey. I'm gonna die alone.
Oh no.
I am so sad right now.
Oh,
my heart hurts.
You do Emily Deschanel. She was the new girl.
That's
and I like that show. She was adorable and very funny. Now she does commercials. I think they're insurance commercials.
Okay.
Or something. But Emily Deschanel is 47 today.
All right. Mm-hmm. Gone but not forgotten. His foods were some of the foods that built America.
Do you remember that? Why was ketchup originally used? Do you remember that from the show?
Yeah.
What was the original purpose of ketchup? And ketchup wasn't what we know ketchup to be now.
No.
It wasn't tomato-based. It was just a lot of vinegar and stuff.
Yeah.
Because meat was so rancid in the early 1900s or late 1800s, whenever that was, they needed something to cover up the rancidness. And make the meat edible. So they had what was called ketchup or catsup.
Yeah.
I guess that would be the 1800s because that's when Henry Hines was born, 1844. So in those early days of meat and food and things, meat was not what we know it to be now.
No.
They were eating some pretty rancid stuff, so you had to make it edible. So.
And that's what they were doing. Well, he actually, horseradish was... kind of where he got his start, and then it didn't do so well. And then he came up with ketchup, and shortly thereafter, Heinz 57, 5 being his favorite number, 7 being his wife's favorite number. And he was a genius, though. And, you know, he was Henry John Heinz. His dad was John Henry Heinz. And businessman Henry, don't call him Hank Heinz, 1844 foods that built America.
Do you remember Heinz peanut butter?
I do not.
Yes.
They made peanut butter.
Heinz made peanut butter.
They made a lot of food products, that is for sure. Yep. Our First Lady of the day is Eleanor Roosevelt, wife of Franklin Delano Roosevelt. And Eleanor was born on this day, 1884. She was heavily involved.
She pretty much ran the country, there his latter times there.
When he was, struggling health-wise and that. What about cosmetics mogul Charles Revson? He put an L in the name instead of an S and developed the Revlon company. Made a lot of money, too, and he was born on this day, 1906. Earl Hyman, he played Russell Huxtable, the father to Cliff, on The Cosby Show, and he was born on this day, 1926. One of our favorites, Dottie West.
Here comes more tears to cry. Here comes more heartaches by.
How good was Dottie West? Grammy Award-winning country star. The fine singer Dottie West, born on this day, 1932. Of course, we lost her as a result of a car accident. It was kind of a tough deal. She didn't know she was hurt and that whole deal. Dottie West, 1932. All right, we do. One of my staff actually got a wrestler.
Wow.
And it's American Dream. He's Dusty Rhodes.
In this wrestling world, I am 3-time world heavyweight wrestling champion. That's the bottom line. And the other bottom line is I am the current Bull of the Woods, if you will.
He pretty much ran the southeast part of the country.
Yeah.
That was his deal. He ran. He was the booker. That was his territory.
Right. And, he ruled the south. The Dusty Rhodes, born on this day, 1945. And a fine actor that we lost due to a massive stroke at a young age. He was only 52. We're talking about Luke Perry.
Now, on 90210, we...
Luke! Luke, use the force, Luke.
What?
Use the force, Luke. You've had it all along. Use it, Luke.
You got the wrong Luke.
It works for anyone named Luke, Luke. Now use it, Luke. Use the force.
Nothing wrong with a Phil Hartman cameo today.
It works with anyone named Luke, Luke. Luke Perry, of course, he did a great Western miniseries called Johnson County Wars, and of course did a nice job in 8 Seconds, which was, I think, a Chris Ledoux story. Luke Perry was born on this day, 1966. Sadly, they're all gone, but not forgotten.
You celebrated your staff. I'm here to tear them down.
Oh, Claire.
Yeah, what is it, Wilma?
This ball he gave me is no good. It's full of holes.
Full of holes? Well, those holes are supposed to be in it. You put your fingers in them, you numbskull.
Fred Flintstone!
Ow! You dropped that ball on my foot!
He just called his wife a numbskull.
You can't call your wife a numbskull.
My the voice of Wilma Flintstone.
Oh.
Gene Vanderpile.
Oh.
Born this day, 1919. Fred! I mean, can you... It doesn't get any better than that.
No.
I mean, that's
yeah, the Honeymooners, and you had the Flintstones.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So now they're all...
gone, but not forgotten.
It's a Bob-a-thon, no repeat workday time, a Neil Freeman key holder, keyword reminder, I'm sure.
I will do that.
Coming as well. Dan Seals, Love on Arrival, George Jones, The Corvette Song, or Ricochet, Daddy's Money.
Ooh, all good ones. Let's go the possum here.
WQPM, Princeton, WLKX, Forest Lake, KDDG Albany, KDDG, HD1, Albany, St. Cloud, KDGY, Faribault, KLCI, Elk River, KLCI, HD1.